Good morning.
Yes.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a party yesterday.
After the quantum. Nice.
So we're attacking.
So the people have just left.
We finally kicked them out. We had only 3 guests.
Hmm. Are you happy with yesterday's concert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this way. How long do you play together?
How long?
As the auto? Actually, oh. Where the auto is coming from?
The auto is coming from Autology, which is the science of the ear. We play together for 3 weeks. Oh, yeah, 3 weeks.
Okay.
But the idea has been there much longer. And I've been working on this with Holger for more than a year. And Robert, I met him 1 year ago. And then in Amsterdam we met again and we played. And then I thought he would be the right person for drummer for this project. And then I asked him if he was interested in coming, but he was already interested in coming, and now he was interested in coming and playing for this also. So then it became like this.
Where you heard about Holger, or Holger, where you heard about him and Robert?
Martin is around in Chennai since 10 years or more now.
Yeah.
So he once, when I saw him first time, when he was doing a concert in a regular jazz concert in Pony, which is probably like at least 8 years ago.
Yeah, this is in 2000.
That's what I think. Yeah. That time, 2000 was with Keith and Paul on the drums. And then I felt his playing was very awkward and not almost threatening somehow. He had much longer hair at the time.
He had for some time, I think.
But interesting, definitely interesting. And then my own scope of musical appreciation also widened, so it sort of came back to my mind maybe 3 years ago or so. And I think I phoned you up and invited you here, no? You came with your parents somehow anyway here?
Yeah, I was.
So that was not your first visit here?
No.
No, you were here before.
Anyway, for working.
Yes, sometimes. But I was not, like in Orville.
Yeah.
I don't come here other than for work, actually. So when he called, then I thought, my parents were there at the time, I thought maybe it's a good idea. We can just go and see the place, and it's nice.
So we went to Roma's kitchen and exchanged some like musical ideas, attitudes, actually. Like it's when you heard somebody playing and he can play his instrument after that, the attitude is actually the thing that counts most, because that determines whether you can work together in a inspiring way. And then I had that feeling that there is good scope for development.
But the compositions we heard yesterday, they are yours, yeah?
Yeah.
You've been here around for 10 years, but there's no Indian influence on you, somehow. How come?
No, how come? Because I don't believe in consciously putting influences into something.
Hmm.
If you want to write something, it has to be... If I would want to write anything to do with Carnatic music or Hindustani music, I would have to have that music. It has to be part of me then. And then it will become part of some sort of compositional process maybe, and maybe not also. So it would be very forced and fake if I do that. And I don't want fake in my compositions.
You're honest, yeah?
At least musically, yes, but otherwise it doesn't matter. But yeah, at least in the music I write, it should that should be, yeah.
So for the compositions we heard yesterday, where inspiration is coming from, Holland or from where?
No, I don't really work with inspiration as such. Like,
so you will.
I don't write about something. Yeah, I have I limit myself in terms of what. I set some sort of boundaries, parameters, musical parameters I want to work with. Either a 12 note sequence, or I want to work with some particular idea and sound, what I want to. So those are the parameters, and then I need a few good ideas, and the rest is work.
So you could say you are a scientific researcher in the music.
Sorry, I didn't get
you. You are a scientific researcher in a sound.
No, there's nothing scientific about it. No, it's really only artistic. There might be some, yeah, any sound has some scientific starting point, but for me that is, yeah, something to take note of and then ignore. Then it's not important anymore, because I'm not a drawing board composer where I say, okay, this is the system, so this is how I'm going to use it. I say, this is the system. And then I tweak it so that I like what I actually wrote.
Yeah.
So I want to always control that, the system, or the system which I then sort of use or
play with.
So it's never, it cannot be rigid. For music, that's not, it doesn't work like that, or for any art form. How am I going to tell you anything if it's just like very strictly into a system? It doesn't work. It doesn't come across. I have to change that.
But what brought you to India?
I wanted to learn Carnatic music.
So that's where you came from?
Yeah.
Mm. And otherwise playing, I mean, back in Holland, you were probably studying?
Yeah, I went to conservatory.
Mm. And classical music?
No, contemporary improvised music is called what I did. It's, I did a lot of classical music also. That was one of the things I did, which comes with that. Direction. It's not a jazz education as like a traditional jazz education at all. It's a much wider improvised music. It can be anything.
Yeah, we heard it yesterday.
Like that was not. Some places are jazz, but most the whole concert is not so much a jazz concert.
Briefly, I was checking out things that you were also influenced by Anthony Braxton, which is free jazz.
Yeah, of course, I heard Anthony Braxton and I, many of, yeah, sure, free jazz, so I've always listened to that, and in Holland there's one from the like late 60s, 70s, there's a whole wave of musicians which started out with free jazz and it became something maybe very localized or very, you can call it whatever you want, but and I cannot deny that that's where I have come from. So.
And Braxton has a very strong compositional sense as well. I mean, free jazz, I suppose, in sound, yeah, but his compositions are very elaborate, actually.
Yes, and your choice of drums, percussions, is it deliberate for the traveling or?
Yes. It has to fit in one suitcase. I don't care how heavy the suitcase gets, but it has to fit.
That was so small. Otherwise, you also play with that or you got the bigger set?
At home, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, it also depends on the musical context. At home, I just choose whatever instrument I need for a specific gig.
But yesterday, there was... Basically, your compositions with a little bit of improvisation, I think, yeah?
Now, see, the composition, the ideas in sound and music, and if it's necessary, also notes, I fix that. Yeah, and that is very strictly fixed in the way that's it. But within that, there's a lot of freedom for the other musicians and myself to move around, manipulate, change it. So there's a very... A lot of space where it's actually very open for them to do.
Because Holger is really specific with his bass running. He had a really specific drum set or percussion set.
Yes. Yeah, but that is the idea in sound then, as a band, what do we want to sound like? So we have these instruments together. Then I spend a lot of time with Holger, like, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to work with your instrument? How is it going to fit in? And with the ideas of how to combine it with some other ideas, how to then develop it into one composition. And same with Robert. Robert was a little bit shorter, but also we've said in every conversation, we said, okay, where are you going to take this, about what and what kind of sound idea does it have to go, and then he can work that out. I don't have to sit and say, okay,
No, but you did have very clear ideas, which was great.
Yeah.
Because it's also often that someone just gives you a piece of paper.
Okay, we'll do something.
Yeah. And then, of course, I'll do something, but I never know if it's really... And we developed this together, I felt, which was fun.
You two played before, together?
Some improv things in Holland in summer, but none of this stuff.
So, only this concert or the Otto Tree brought you to India or something else?
The music in general.
The music?
Yeah.
Is it your first time?
No.
Or you could speak about your plans with the...
My plans. Tell me about my plans.
You got plans for Orville?
Ethnomusicology student.
No, sorry. No coffee. Huh? Yes. Huh? No milk. Stay away from me. No, I came before. I studied in Mridangam for some time, and then I took a little break. I took a gap. I was here 2-3 times studying Mridangam. And then I came and decided not to pursue the mridangam any further, because that's never going to be my first instrument. I'll always be most comfortable on drum kit. But I love this South Indian music, so I thought I should investigate that a little more and learn to use some of that on drums, whether it's to... of course, I've been working on playing the literal rhythms, but also the way of thinking, or just trying to get things out of this music to use in my own playing. Play my drums and drum set playing. So that I've done a number of times also. I've been coming every year lately. So.
And Orville, you've been here before?
We rehearsed here, and then the time before I was here, it was the very first time, was in India in 98. Mm-hmm. I spent one day here.
So Holger was talking about the plans. Are you planning to stay in Orville and do something?
In Orville, certainly not.
No, why?
I like cities.
Oh.
So,
as in cities of the past.
The past? Chennai is a city of the future, don't you know?
No. This is the city of the future.
Oh, I see.
2,000 people does not make a city, Holger.
But the future.
Only Jerry is close.
It's not a city. It's not exactly a city, is it? No, I want to be in Chennai. Or in Amsterdam. Or in... Maybe we should just move to Berlin, eh?
Yeah.
Berlin, I like
Berlin. So Otto Tree is going forward to any other concert?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have more concerts in galleries in India, Bangalore, Pune, Bombay.
And in jazz club.
And in jazz club. Yeah. See how that goes. Yeah, then we don't know. Let's see where we can.
We are planning to look for chances to continue with this band.
For you two, was the first appearance in front of Oral Republic, yeah?
Yeah,
it's true. They clapped for a very long time.
You don't like that?
Yeah, it was fine. It was nice.
Too much of it?
No, it was okay. It was just a little bit like, okay, shall we play again? Would you want us to wait a little while?
It's nice.
Yeah, it was good. And they were very enthusiastic and very seemed very attentive. That's good.
Because the day before you performed in Pondicherry, so you can see the difference between.
Yeah, but it's also because here it was a closed space, and I think for us it worked much better in an inside space. And now we could control actually the entry of the people, because we could just close the door, right? No, and that worked very well for our opening, I thought. And in Pondicherry, we played outside. It was a little bit removed from the crowd. Also, it was you can compare it to actually.
So you play on the street and then coming.
No, not that.
Garden.
You were coming from the garden.
No, the people were sitting in the garden, and we were under some.
Appearing from the back of the garden.
Yeah.
It was veranda kind of thing.
It was like a veranda, yeah. And they were sitting there. They've all been very different, though, because the very first one was in a gallery that really worth hanging around. Second one was what? Oh, yeah, also. But in a different space.
Art space. Our second gig was in
Cholamandala
Arts Village, on the way to Chennai, between Mahabalipuram and Chennai. I was there first time, which shocked me.
Beautiful.
Because it's a beautiful place, and it's founded in, I think, 68 also, like Oroville. And nice spirit, nice people, and good quality.
Nice food. Shiraz Cafe.
Anything else? Anything else?
No, this was the four gigs we had.
Yeah, we did four now.
Tomorrow? Six coming.
No, we have a break now of 10 days and then we have six more gigs.
One after another.
That is one after the other.
Out of my curiosity, because I've never been really to the jazz concert with mostly Indian public, how did you react with this kind of music?
This music?
Yeah, improvisation and contemporary music.
Okay, well, we only did four shows with this. So that's our only point of reference here. I thought it was good.
It's very well. I would say for this kind of music, very well.
For me, it's impossible to distinguish between Indian and Western or expat or audience.
I think she means it's an alien art form, which is...
I understand, but I didn't notice a different reaction.
No, because lately we are thinking what is the soul of the nation, and actually the soul of the nation, the music also defines somehow.
I think it's since our music goes more towards... more towards consciousness, and it also goes to the body, but in the sense we are talking about here also, it's a conscious process a lot. So it's not, say, a party music or so. So then automatically I believe that the cultural background matters less. It becomes more universal.
Yeah, music actually is a universal language.
Yeah, I think that's true, actually.
And more so, the more elaborate you become, the more it becomes an art thing. And as long as it's sort of tribal, the local conditions matter more.
That's true. Martin?
I don't buy music as a language. I never did, and I never will.
I didn't say it.
It's not a...
No, I said...
she said universal language. I don't agree with that.
And you need our manager.
Because I think, especially for...
Managers are very good at making shocked faces. It's okay, do come in.
Contemporary art form, any art form, it will... help a lot if you have reference, so that you can place things into perspective somehow. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't have any reference, then you have to just sit and listen, right, and see what you can get out of it. And some people will, and some people won't. But that has nothing to do whether you speak a language or not. I get this language analogy a lot thrown at me. For me, never, it just doesn't work out. Because it doesn't.
I believe that none of three of you do something else besides the music.
Correct.
More or less.
Yeah. We would like to, but there's no time.
It's a full time. Full life.
Actually, it's not so true for him, because he's a very dedicated father also. It takes a lot of time.
Yeah, that extent. Really.
And one tends to say, no, I'm not doing anything else but music, but in fact...
Yeah, but music is my job.
Yeah.
It's not your love?
Yeah, I like what I do, but it's also a job. Yeah, it's as simple as that. No, I have bills to pay. If I don't have so many shows every month, it's not going to work out. For me, it's also way... Yeah, whatever, you know, profound and whatever things I want with music, and I might have all kinds of thoughts. In the end, it is a bill to pay.
I understand that, but yeah. Still, if somebody is working in the music, especially in the specific type of the music, as it's improvisation or contemporary or jazz, I think you have to have some love for that.
Yeah, yeah, no, there's no lack of love, of course.
Somehow I cannot imagine music without emotions. You put it really... chord somehow.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's not a job. I love my job, but it might be the best job in the world and the only one I can do. Yeah.
So what about it?
But it's that doesn't take away from all of that.
You're being realistic.
Yeah.
There's things to do. And
yeah. And this this photo 3, yeah. It's not. It's hardly going to be the cash cow in my life. So that will have to come from other sources. Then I have to always keep those other sources in.
So, from which kind of music you make money?
Anything.
You play anything.
Anything.
Even for weddings.
No, because they don't ask me. I never get asked for weddings.
We play a lot for divorces and
for who?
Funerals.
Funerals?
What's a joke?
Okay.
No, but I do. I do corporate parties. I do. There's a Madras string ensemble, so they don't need saxophones. And there's some choirs, but there's not really like an orchestra or something.
Any other thoughts you would like to share?
Robert, come on, share your thoughts.
I think it's all been said.
But then we said thank you and hope to see you once more, either Otto Tree or some other.
Don't do that.